Century with the same care and dedication to real beer flavor. Miller makes it right. Hearty, robust, deep down good. Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
In his reports on the world of space, Peter Hackus usually concerns himself with outer space. Today he discusses one of the crucial problems of inner space, or what might be described as lack of space for air travel.
The tragedy which took place over Indiana this past week, the collision of the light plane and the jet airliner, which took 83 lives, points up some of the many problems facing the airlines these days. Not that air crashes are on the increase. In fact, with so many more people traveling by air, the industry can point to the fact that it is considerably safer to fly today than ever before in history. But that fact alone doesn't say much, because the airlines, airport officials, and government experts know full well that air safety and passenger convenience are on the ragged edge. Without new airports, or expanded old ones for that matter, what's going to happen when the new 747 airliners begin service next year? Can you imagine 400 airline passengers trying to line up at a ticket counter just to board a single plane? And what about the 800 pieces of luggage those 400 passengers will be taking along? Chaos. The air traffic controllers, limited by their equipment and by limits of their own physical stamina, are being stretched to the breaking point. Because of traffic control limitations, planes often have a lengthy wait before takeoff and another wait circling around when they reach their destination until given a clearance to land. There aren't enough good trained pilots to fly the planes. New safety devices such as a collision avoidance system are just now beginning to come along after 10 years of research, and we still don't know if they'll work. There aren't enough airports, and no community apparently is willing to allow that kind of noise and congestion to be built nearby. More and more planes are in the air every day, congesting certain much-used corridors, and many smaller airports still don't have even the basics of control towers and radar service. If civil aviation is to grow, and if the flying public is to move safely and confidently and without delay and inconvenience, something has to be done, and soon. Some experts have urged Congress and the administration to put air travel higher on the list of priorities in this year of budget cutting. Money isn't everything, of course, even in aviation, but it certainly might help. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington.
Sinatra and Drummer Man on the Monitor Beacon.
What do you remember about the Depression?
Remember the Depression very well. Four rooms, 11 people, no lock on the door. There was nothing to steal.
The look on my father's face when my mother made him go out and peddle because there was no more money. That's complete defeat.
We just didn't know where the next meal was coming from.
Things were tough. Some day I had a couple clubs, some day I didn't.
We walked around in a daze till we found a job. It became so bad that you just didn't care anymore.
I think the Depression was just an awful episode in American life, and I hope to God we never have to go through one of them again.
It's still 1930 in the ghettos. The unemployment rate for non-whites is as high today as it was for the country during the Depression. You can help through the New York Urban Coalition, Box 5100, Grand Central Station. Give jobs, give money, give a damn.
Today, everybody's got the good life. I don't know what they're complaining about.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York. New one on Monitor by Steve Lawrence, The Drifter.
Once again, there's a feeling inside of me, nothing new. I felt it before, like the voice of a hunger inside of me, crying out, there's got to be more. I'll put my faith in the arms of an open road, and you can come along if you choose.
Bye.
here's Anita Bryant.
Orange juice on ice is nice. Orange juice on the ice. Orange juice on ice is nice. It's refreshingly cool or naturally. Treat yourself to some real sunshine. Take a word of advice. Serve real Florida orange juice. Orange juice on ice. Keep a carton or bottle of pure orange juice from Florida in your refrigerator. Serve it on ice for a refreshing drink anytime. Get it in the dairy case or produce section where you shop. Remember, breakfast without orange juice is like a day without sunshine. Treat yourself to some real sunshine. Take a word of advice. Serve real Florida orange juice. Orange juice on ice, so nice. Orange juice on ice.
Florida orange growers.
There's no denying the prevalence of the use of drugs among young people today. And if parents are the last to know when their children are using drugs, they don't have much chance of doing anything about the problem. Dr. Donald B. Luria, president of the New York State Council on Drug Addiction, has some advice for parents on how to tell if your child is using drugs.
There is no absolute way to guarantee your child is on drugs, but the following are reasonable hints. First, one should consider whether or not there's an abrupt change in the attitude of the child. This may indicate drug use. Second, there may be a sudden alteration in behavior. That is, a young person who has been very active may become somewhat somnolent. One who has been calm may become jittery. He may show unusual euphoria, or maybe daydreaming. Third, you can look at the pupils of the eye and perhaps make some judgment as to whether or not the individual is using drugs. This is frequently very difficult for a parent to judge, but if the pupils are inordinately small or unusually large, this may suggest the use of heroin on the one hand or other drugs such as the stimulants on the other. Fourth, one must look for change in habits or grades. If a young person, for example, begins to fail in school without adequate explanation, one now must consider the very reasonable possibility that that child is taking drugs. Fifth, of course, if the individual is a heroin user or an intravenous stimulant user, there may be needle marks on the skin, and that, of course, makes detection very easy. All in all, it is usually very difficult to tell whether a child is on drugs or not, and this is especially true with the milder drugs such as marijuana. And for the most part, parents are unpleasantly surprised when they first find out that their child is a drug user. This is Dr. Donald B. Luria for Monitor.
A group called Saturday's Photograph singing a number called Gentle Loving San Francisco Band. You figure it out.
Thank you. Yes, it is.
Well, congratulations, Mrs. Granatelli. You're our first phone guest today on Name That Jingle. Are you familiar with our little game, ma'am?
I don't believe so.
All you have to do is identify today's famous advertising jingle, and you're our big winner. Ready? Here we go. That's it, Mrs. Granatelli. Any ideas?
Well, I don't think you played nearly enough
of that. Come, Mrs. Granatelli. Don't be a bad loser.
Oh, I know the jingle, all right. It's STP.
Correct. And you
But you hardly played enough to let people know how STP oil treatment protects engines better than ordinary motor oil alone.
I know,
and how STP cuts friction and wear to a fraction.
Look, Mrs.
And
Granatelli.
How millions and millions of motorists use STP to help keep their cars running smoother, cooler, quieter, and longer.
Hey,
Mrs. Granatelli,
don't you want to hear about your big prize?
Oh, certainly.
You've just won a year's supply of STP.
Thanks.
Marimba Band with Madagascar. Are you in or near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania? You hear us on WKBO. If you plan to travel and want to stay tuned, consult your listening guide for the dial setting for all the NBC stations. If you still haven't got your listening guide, write in for it to monitor NBC, New York, New York, 10020. It's free. Morgan. WNBC. This is the place for music, news, weather, and me. WNBC, right here. This is the place for Fortune Phone and me. WNBC, this is the place for you and me, Jack Hayes, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m.
Maybe you have a disability. And maybe you're giving it the best years of your life. It doesn't have to be that way. Today, with proper guidance and medical aid, you can be taught to take care of yourself and learn a job you like. If you're disabled or concerned about someone who is, write to this address. Write HELP, H-E-L-P, Box 1200, Washington, D.C. You've got nothing to lose but your disability.
This is the place, the Big Wilson Place, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is Mike Moss, WNBC News. It's 3:30, 85 degrees in New York and sunny. 38-year-old Harry Jolly was flushed from his home in the Garretson Beach section of Brooklyn by tear gas today. Jolly barricaded himself in the house after a fight with his wife and fired several shots from the rifle and shotgun he had. No one was injured. Jolly, who recently quit his job as a newspaper linotype operator, refused to come out of the house despite pleas of police and a priest. After police fired tear gas into the house for about an hour, Jolly ran from the building and surrendered. New York University is starting a program this fall for health education teachers. It's aimed at helping students from turning to drugs and dropping out of school. On WNBC's Conference New York tomorrow night is Dr. Marion Hamburg, a professor of education at NYU. WNBC's Jim Iyer asked Dr. Hamburg what teachers should look for as a symptom of drug addiction among their students.
One of the main things that you look for is any change in what you know as being normal for that particular student. Has he lost interest, for instance, in his schoolwork? Does he look different? Does he behave in a different way? Does he get tired? Does he nod in class? That's one of the things that we encourage people to look for. There isn't any real way that you can know that this behavior is actually because a student is taking drugs. It could be many things.
I know it's quite difficult because I recall talking with Dr. Robert Baird, who, of course, is quite interested here in New York City in the problem of drug addiction. He has an office in Harlem. And he told me of a number of friends, two or three doctor friends of his, who their own children were involved with the taking of narcotics, and they did not even recognize it, this problem among their own children.
That certainly is possible, and teachers have less background for recognizing it than, of course, medical personnel.
Dr. Marion Hamburg of NYU will be questioned on WNBC's Conference New York at 6:05 tomorrow evening. LaRue Hurd, a reporter on the staff of radio station WINS here in New York, has died in an automobile accident in the Virgin Islands. She was honeymooning with her husband of 1 week, Leroy Johnson. Their car hit a wet spot on a road, spun out of control, and crashed, killing Mrs. Johnson and injuring her husband. David Goldberg, the New Jersey Transportation Commissioner, has some bad news for commuters. Goldberg says inflation and cutbacks in federal spending may force the state to revise its plans for a $325 million program to improve rail transportation in New Jersey. Goldberg says some projects might have to be eliminated, but none of them involves the planned purchase of new equipment. The turbo train isn't working right. The turbo train runs between New York and Boston. It's a high-speed train that is supposed to convince travelers to use the railroad instead of flying. Last night, the turbo train broke down in New London. The night before, it broke down in Providence. 18 cars of a Penn Central freight train derailed at Milford, Connecticut today. No one was hurt. Authoritative sources in Saigon say about 30,000 U.S. Navy men will be withdrawn from Vietnam in the next 9 months. It's part of the cutback in U.S. forces there. The action will reduce Navy strength to 5,000 men who will stay on as advisors. Enemy soldiers have shelled a military outpost 325 miles northeast of Saigon. A refugee camp in the same area was ravaged. Another session of the peace talks was held today in Paris. There wasn't any progress reported after the meeting. President Nixon continued to talk about Vietnam with his advisors. They met at Camp David, Maryland. The Yankees are playing the Red Sox at the stadium. In the fourth inning, the score, New York 2, Boston 2. The Mets play the Pirates in Pittsburgh this afternoon. That game will get underway in about an hour. The weather, mostly sunny and warm this afternoon and tomorrow. High both days between 80 and 85. Fair and mild tonight, low in the low 60s. Monday will be fair and warm. The chances of rain near zero this afternoon, 10% tonight and tomorrow. Winds are west at 4, humidity 45%. It's 85 degrees and sunny. Once again, the hour's top story. A man was flushed from his home in the Garretson Beach section of Brooklyn today by police who fired tear gas into the house. No one was hurt. This is Mike Moss, WNBC News. Now back to NBC's Monitor with Henry Morgan. Music, Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline.
Where it began. can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along?
Keep an eye on your battery before it gives you trouble. You know how you can do that easily? Turn the lights on before you start the car, and then when you start, see if the lights dim or flicker. That means your voltage is weak, or you have a weak cell, or poor cable connections, or some dreadful disaster. So get it checked at your friendly neighborhood garage for $25 or $30. Now this from Valvoline Motor Oil.
All you need to know about motor oil.
Yes, all you need to know about motor oil is it's Valvoline. Because Valvoline is the high-performance motor oil that's race-proofed for your car.
All you need to know about motor oil, it's Valvoline.
Could say that Valvoline delivers the toughest defense against wear at high engine temperatures. And Valvoline extends life of bearings, cams, lifters, and other vital engine parts. But all we ask is that you remember this next time you change motor oil.
All you need to know about motor oil, it's Valvoline.
Valvoline. Another fine product of Ashland Oil and Refining Company.
Now, monitor sports. The New York Giants yesterday fired coach Ali Sherman after the Giants lost 5 straight exhibition games. Sports editor Len Dillon talked with Giant owner Wellington Mara and new head coach Alex Webster after the announcement.
Wellington Mara, in your announcement yesterday, relieving Ali Sherman of his duties as head coach, was the loss to Pittsburgh and Montreal Thursday night the straw that broke the camel's back?
No, Lenny, it wasn't. It was another defeat. My main purpose in wanting to improve our team is that I don't think we've been giving our fans enough victories.
Well, this obviously wasn't a snap judgment or a snap decision.
Well, I reached the decision very quickly, somewhere between 3 and 6 a.m. But when you're in any kind of a public business, a public eye, you always have to look at yourself and reevaluate yourself, and you have to keep a kind of a running inventory on yourself.
Alec Webster, when Wellington Mara called you Friday morning to tell you that you were the new head coach, were you really surprised, or did you have a sneaking feeling something was brewing?
No, I was completely surprised. Believe me, I came in here, and actually it was kind of a little trick, I think, they pulled. I was going to do a personal appearance, and when I came in and sat down with Mr. Mara, it came as a big surprise.
I don't think many players get the chance to star for a team for as long as you did and then wind up coaching them. So it must please you.
It certainly is, and especially being with the New York Giants. I've always been a Giant, and I'm going to stay a Giant.
Red, do you plan to talk to former head coach Allie Sherman in the near future?
Yes, I am.
Where would you say the Giants need strengthening or improvement immediately?
Well, here again, I'm going to sit down with the assistants that I have working with me, and we're going to go over actually all our personnel, and I would say at the present time it would be on the defense.
Wellington, when you made your decision to pick Red, were other men considered?
Yes, I considered every one of the assistant coaches on our staff.
Getting back to Allie, of course, he has 5 years to go on a 10-year contract. That will be honored.
Yes, that will be honored.
Will he have a place in the organization?
I'm sure he will. It's a question of, that's a detail we have to work out.
Red, I know you're kind of still in a state of shock, but I'm going to ask you, and don't tell me 14-0, what sort of a season would you really be happy with? The Giants have been 7-7 for the last 2 years.
Well, here again, I'm pretty sure that we're going to better 7-7. I'd like to wind up with a 10-4 record, which is good enough, I think, to win our division.
Do you really feel you can achieve that?
Yes, sir. I wouldn't say it, but I didn't mean it.
Well, Alec Webster, congratulations on your job as head coach of the New York Giants, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
And Wellington Mara, thank you for being our guest on Monitor Sports.
Thanks for having us, Lenny.
Glenn Dillon for Monitor Sports.
New music, Julie Budd, Have Another Dream on Me.
But you don't understand. Beautiful things that hide in the dark of your mind. Colors of rainbows leaving the world far behind. Oh, we should be together. Don't you know? Good night.
15 before the hour, you're on the monitor beacon.
Youth wants to know in ways that get to us sharply almost every day. Well, today's youth is fast growing into the interplanetary generation, which does make them unusual to start with. We used to say that youth is a happy and carefree time, and maybe it is for some of them part of the time, but we don't say it much anymore anyway. All these things are in the thinking and programs of the youth groups to which so many young people belong. The Scouts, the Boys Clubs, the Campfire Girls, and the youth services of the YMYW and community centers. These programs for today's young people are supported by United Community Campaigns across the country. Your United Fund supports a number of community services for people from childhood to old age, for the well and the troubled, to the sick and the troubled. Your one gift helps people in many ways, the United Way. Give your fair share. It's only fair.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
When you get a headache, does the tablet you take give you all the relief you need? Does it relieve the pain with its nervous tension and feelings of depression? No? Then you should try Anacin tablets.
Anacin is a special fortified formula that contains the strong pain relief medication doctors recommend most for headaches.
Minutes after taking Anacin, headache goes. Its nervous tension and depression go. You feel relaxed.
Remember, Anacin gives you all the relief your headache should need.
Certain health problems can now be openly discussed. For example, hemorrhoids. An exclusive medication for hemorrhoids, Preparation H, has proved remarkably effective by several outstanding doctors. The results? In most cases, Preparation H gives prompt, temporary relief from pain and actually shrinks hemorrhoids. Except in severe or persistent cases, Preparation H reduces hemorrhoids. For best results, follow directions.
Living on free food tickets, watering the milk from the hole in the roof where the rain came through. What can you do? Tears from your little sister, crying cause she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. Oh, but you know, she'll get by because she's living in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy her a dream to cling to, and mama's gonna love her just as much as she can. It would fall through the hole in your pocket and you'd lose it in the snow on the ground. You'd have to walk into town to find a job, trying to keep your hands warm. The hole in your shoe lets the snow come through and it chills you to the bone. Boy, you better go home where it's warm, where you can live in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. The knit, the tighter the fit, and the chills stay away. You take them in stride for family pride. You know that faith is your foundation, and with a whole lot of love and a warm conversation. And boy, don't forget to pray. It makes you strong where you belong, and you can live in the love of the common people, pride in the heart of the family man. There's no buy you a dream to cling to, and mama's gonna love you just as much as she can.
The Winstons and love of the common people. What about us uncommon folk? Next question.
What do you want? Gas station service
or gas station games.
Everybody's having different kinds of games. It seems like they're all trying to fight each other game wars. Not enough fire service.
Give the service that for the gifts.
At Gulf, the only game we play is fast service. Pull into any Gulf station that has a 10-second clock and time us. We'll greet you in 10 seconds or less. Gulf knows you don't like to wait.
Everybody's got a chance to give us something this week.
The new season is about to begin. Not the fall season, the television season. All kinds of wonderful programs will light up your screen, not to mention all the jolly commercials. But today we are going to mention the commercials and those who do them and make money at it. The agency that represents some of the most distinguished people in the commercial field is Voights and Fields. They also represent me. So meet my agents, Dick Voights and Marge Fields. Dick and Marge, can an average Joe who might be listening right now get in on the commercial business? Is there any room for him? You start, Dick.
Well, there really isn't any room for him. This is a business these days of professionals. You have to be a very well-trained actor to get started in commercials these days. The days of just a pretty girl opening a refrigerator door are gone.
She's not just an empty-headed pretty girl.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Well, now suppose somebody does get started. He's above average. And he begins to make some headway in the commercial field. How much could he make?
Oh, he can make anywhere from, these days with the demos, from $30 to, let's say, $100,000 tops for a year's salary. He can do very well in commercials with no other income. Either voiceovers, which is just the voice over what is happening on the film, or as an on-camera performer.
You say he's limited to $100,000?
Oh, well, $100,000 pretty much, that's quite a bit of money to make in this business.
Would that be from one commercial or a lot of commercials?
No, a lot of commercials.
Uh-huh. Tell me something. Today, what's the most sought-after type for commercials?
Well, I think the people who are good at improvising, it's kind of, they bring their own personality to a commercial. It's a kind of a cute, kooky look or something that's different, something that's sort of recognized, you know, people can identify with as they're sitting back and watching the commercial. It's kind of a kooky quality.
Something that's a little bit different. It's an ordinary quality, but it has something about it that you will remember, or a voice that has an interesting quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
A little gruffness or a little edge to it, as they say in the business, which means there's a difference.
Let's end with a success story. Could you tell us about anybody who's really made it with commercials unexpectedly? I'll give you a hint. Joe Cervella?
Oh.
That's a hint.
Well, yeah, Joe's a good example of that. As a matter of fact, Joe's an actor who came to us from California and been doing quite a bit of work in the TV series out there and had done a couple of pictures. But he had never really capitalized on his voice because he has a marvelous flexible voice. He can do a lot of different things. He can be Sheldon Leonard all the way up to Richard Burton. And he started doing commercials, and it's just been a fantastic success story.
Also, he came along at the point where they started looking for the different voice, the unusual voice. And I had known Joe when he came to New York once before, and he had a terrible affectation in his voice, and I didn't care for it at all. And then suddenly he started doing one or two or three commercials, and that was lost completely, so that he has now become the producer's friend. He goes into a studio and makes his own suggestions, and he's very flexible, and his sense of timing is superb.
What are you allowed to say what he might make in a year?
Well, Joe said it, so I guess we're allowed to. I think last year he made about $200,000 in voiceovers.
That's because he's flexible, eh?
You're right.
Did you know I've got a voice way up there? I mean, an agent should know these things about a client.
May I ask you what your commission is for the work you do?
We are strictly limited to a 10% basis.
Oh, how sad. Thank you, Dick and Marge, known in the commercial business as Voights and Fields, who run the agency of the same name. Thank you.
Thank you.
lot of driving and your wife drives in high-heeled shoes, it's hard on the floor mat by the gas pedal, try using a plastic spray on the mat. It'll protect the surface and it's easier to keep clean. Or try spraying your wife. Now this from State Farm.
Hello, David Frost here for State Farm Mutual. Have you heard about the latest game people are playing? It's called Highway Booby Trap, and it's very easy to play. All you have to do is drive until you run into one of the many booby traps along American highways. A tree that's too close to the road, bridge that's too narrow, a signpost that doesn't give way when you hit it, or any highway hazard that invites accidents. To lose, all you have to do is to hit one of those highway booby traps before it's removed. The best way to win the game is to do what State Farm Mutual is doing. Get behind the National Highway Safety Bureau's 16-point safety plan, part of which includes steps to help the states eliminate highway booby traps. Because unfortunately, when you lose this game, you're out. Permanently.
For your car, your home, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
And Footprints on the Moon. News is next. Morgan for Monitor. When you listen to WNBC News, you hear New York. This is Frank Gorin, and this is where you hear it happen. WNBC Radio 660, the place New York turns to for news.
Hi, this is Anthony of Anthony and the Imperials. If you ever thought you could listen to music like this over and over and never stop, well, you've got lots of company. And that's the attitude of nurses in the Air Force Reserve. They never stop. They serve their country 24 hours a day when they're on the job. And if you're a nurse, look into the Air Force Reserve now. Contact your nearest Air Force Reserve unit.
This is the place, the Jack Hayes Place. Weekdays, 1 to 4 p.m. on WNBC, Radio 660 New York.